call to order the August 4th, 2016, meeting of the Tiburon Design Review Board. And we'll start with roll call.
Chair Kryzinski.
Here.
Vice Chair Emerson.
Here.
Board Member Chong.
Here.
Board Member Cousins.
Here.
And Board Member Tolini is absent.
Okay. And now it's time for oral communications. If there's anything someone would like to speak on that's not on the agenda, now is the time you can do that. Seeing none, staff briefing.
The only item I would note is that if there was anyone here for 8 Apollo Road, that's been continued to the August 18th meeting.
Okay. All right, we'll start with old business. 65 Harriet Way. And just to remind everyone, the applicant has up to 20 minutes to present. And then we'll open it up to public comment and ask that you keep your comments to 3 minutes.
Take 20 seconds. As you know, we were here just a few weeks ago. We started off with what
just
we thought was going to be.
I'm sorry.
Mark Lauberdett, owner of Design Build Specialist, general contractor in Nevada. So we started off with a high pitched roof, 7 and 12. We dropped it down last meeting. We thought 5 and 12 was going to be good, but we kind of got clear that the neighbors wanted it to conform to the existing home, so we dropped it down to 3 and 12. So now we did the story polls, sent an email out to all the neighbors that had sent letters about the project, saying, hey, take a look. Didn't hear anything back, except one of the neighbors says, looks good. And so that's kind of, we now conform. Not my personal favorite, but it conforms and the clients are happy with it. So they just are anxious to get moving forward with their project and get going.
Okay, thank you. We'll open it up to public comment. Anyone? Seeing none, we'll bring it to the board.
I could kick off. I think it's a great improvement of what we saw last time. I think it fits in well now. I would support it.
I would agree. It's nice to always see it when applicants come back and really make the effort to try to get to where we wanted to in the first place, as opposed to sometimes the minor modifications that we see.
I heartily agree. Thank you for making the job easy for us now. I think it's a handsome house, and it's going to be a nice addition to the neighborhood.
Yeah, I agree. I also agree with the applicant. I mean, I think the drama of a steeper roof can look good, but you have to work the neighborhood you're in, you know, so it's not all by itself. And I think this does, you know, fit in.
To make a motion. As asked to 65 Harriet Way, I move that the project is categorically exempt from CEQA and it be approved with the attached conditions of approval.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? All right. Next up we have 2051 Vistaza.
I
Board members have any questions?
Not at this time.
Oh, yeah, can you tell me where this picture was taken?
I can't really listen there. At the upper corner of my client's property. So it's roughly here. It's actually not even right at the corner. It's just above here, looking back that way to the story house. So it's roughly in the angle that I think the 440
would be. Oh, I see. Okay.
And I think they have some pictures from the earlier story house. I can show you that before we know that.
We have no questions from the board? We'll open it up to public comment.
Hello, good evening, members of the board. Riley Hurd for Hayes and Jessica Bernard. Jessica's here this evening. Hayes couldn't make it. Actually, I'd like to start by reiterating what Andrew just said, that the applicant was very accommodating, and it's always better to be here in this posture than some of the other ones. I think it resulted in a nice resolution. The area between Vistazo and Ridge exhibits a pretty interesting development pattern. I know you guys are going to be looking at that on another house as well, but there's a lot of large open expanses behind the homes. A lot of them are sunk down. This particular residence is not, and so it made dealing with the extension a little more difficult. I did bring pictures of the old story poles, but they don't matter because they're the old ones. And if you see them compared to this one, it's a significant improvement. So again, I said in my letter, maybe you got a chance to read it, thank you for that. The real reason that I wanted to come this evening was to support the three additional conditions. There is a window removal plan with a bubble and an X out that we can leave with Mr. Watrous if it's important for the record. The lighting, it sounds like, wasn't going to be an issue anyways. But the vegetative screen, I thought would be easy. I sat down with the topo survey, and it wasn't in terms of drafting a condition. It's easy to do, but hard to write, because it's going to be a range of sizes, and it's also a rocky, arid soil, and I'm not sure what the right species for that area would be. But I think that the conceptual plan that was passed out is helpful. And the reason that 440 is particularly interested in that screening isn't so much for the screening nature, but because while it will help 430, if it goes too high, we're right back to the view impediment of Raccoon Straits of the original home design. So that's why we would just ask if we could participate, if there is a staff delegation on that, in setting the numbers so that we don't unwind any of the good work. Because I know the parties themselves are the ones who were talking here. I was more tangential. So yeah, we support those three conditions and hope that you can support them as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just a actually quick question for you. Is that kind of based on what you had written on the elevations that you had, the letter that you had written? Is that represent what your client's looking for?
That represented kind of the difficulty that I encountered, because the way the topo lines run right there, that's the right place for the screening. It's just that some of those need to be 4 feet tall and some of those need to be 8 feet tall, and it wasn't precisely clear unless you're in the field, but in concept, yes.
Okay.
And again, that screening is a little bit more for 430, than, because he's got a more direct view into it. It's an angled view from 440, but yes is the answer.
Okay, all right, thanks.
Thank you.
Can
poles are also visible from my bedroom window, but I hope this won't be so bothersome. Currently, there are a lot of lights on the house. It's a little bit like Las Vegas. I'm hoping that will not be the case with regard to the extension. So my main concern is, as I come out my front door, the view from my patio, or the view from my front door, and also the impact on the patio. My second point is fitting with the look and feel of the other houses on the strata. The majority of the houses, I suspect, are considerably smaller than 4,412 square feet. And I would like to emphasize we're not on Ridge, a street view of the community. And finally, I would like to say thank you to the board members for your time and giving me an opportunity to share my concern. I want to express my sincere intention for giving members for the reason you have come for the good of us, the residents of both Ridge and Pool of Tibet. And I understand perfectly you are in a very difficult job.
Any further public comment? All right. The applicant can now come up and discuss what the public has said, if they so wish. Okay.
No, she's not.
Do you guys have any questions?
Yeah, I did. Well, one really.
Okay. Wait, would you come up?
And it's it really relates to the three conditions that you've accepted on subject after you've made the application. Obviously, we appreciate it. You've worked really hard to working with your uphill neighbours about this project, and I think, you know, you've gone to great lengths to, you know, to lower the house and to do everything else you've done. But I think the request to get rid of the uphill windows is actually pushing neighbourliness a bit too far in a way. You're losing amenity to a house that we wouldn't normally be something that I would say, oh no, you can't have any windows on an uphill site. But I don't want to waste my time discussing that if it's not something you want to keep. And so if you're happy to give up the windows, then that's fine. But if not, then I want to discuss it with the board and see what they think.
I believe my client's fine with it. He's friends with his uphill neighbor, and I think this is
okay. Right, thank you.
Well, I have a question. Is this the first that you've heard of that from the next door neighbor? And what is the separation between the two houses? Do you happen to know? Yeah, I saw, but I...
This is a client.
Would you, we're recording it, you have to speak to
that. David Godfrey, I'm the owner of the house. I just wanted to step in and answer that because she wasn't able to answer the question. But when I started the project, I reached out to not just the two uphill neighbors, but many other neighbors, including this lady here. I sent her an email. I did send her an email. I can show it to you if you didn't get it. And it wasn't responded to.
Let's just keep it between us.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay.
Great.
Anything else?
Thanks.
Okay. Who would like to start this one?
Well, it's a bit difficult now. I think, as I said in those brief comments or question, that, you know, I think with regard to the uphill neighbors that, you know, you've obviously done a tremendous amount of work to reduce the house. It's well dug into the hillside. It doesn't obstruct any of the views. You've agreed to remove all the windows and put in some screening as well, which I think is, you know, very commendable. And if you're happy to do that, then I have no objections. I didn't know anything about the comments on from the neighbor at 2131, so I didn't actually look at that. It appears to me that, you know, looking at the drawings, it wouldn't be an issue.
Did you see this picture of Google Earth?
No.
It's quite, oh, you didn't? Well,
yeah.
I didn't see it. It's quite informative.
So this is the thing. It appears to be quite a lot of screen that's there. From that, I would say it wouldn't be something I would expect to be a problem. You know, the house, it's a very large lot. The house is therefore a large lot, but it's not a large house, but it's well within the allowable area for that house and for the allowable footprint, and it's also within the setbacks, and it's extremely low cut into the hillside. So I can't really see how they could have made it any more and less intrusive.
Yeah, I agree with Gordon. Even though it's a large house, the lot itself is really large. So they're underneath the lot coverage permitted by, you know, 6 feet or 6% or so. I mean, it seems like a big house, but it's not a big house for the lot. I think they went in above and beyond to wipe out all the windows in the back. That was commendable. And the only thing is there's an awful lot of windows on the front. I don't know if that's going to be impactful for anybody, but it's going to be, if that...
It's true of all the houses looking out over that view, that they maximize the view and have a lot of windows on the downhill side.
But since it's only one story, it doesn't bother me as much as the house that was further down that has gone back and forth to the board. So I can get behind it. I think it's going to be a great looking house. And I think there's screening. There's enough separation between the two properties that it shouldn't really be impactful. I think it's going to take getting used to because it's not what she is used to looking at. But I don't think it's going to be that impactful, especially from looking at the pictures on Google Earth.
So I think very similar thoughts. You know, as far, I mean, it's a pretty large lot. When I first saw the plans, it gave me a little bit of pause because one of our design principles is not having separate kind of buildings or whatever. But I think that's really meant to prevent what you see on some of these other ones, where there's, you know, it's set far enough away and not even connected. So I was able to kind of wrap my head around that. And once I got out and saw the existing decks and outside area kind of around the existing residence, I'd understand why you wouldn't want to just put something right up against it and create a little bit more space. You know, clearly the uphill neighbor, I think, would be the most impacted, and it seems like they're supposed to be using the assistant negotiation board. It sounds like they've already done a good amount of work on windows and that type of thing. I have to say I didn't get over to 2131 because when I showed up there, I didn't really feel that was, I mean, there was some screening and I didn't really see it. And I do believe that the primary views in that entire area is not looking, you know, to the west, or it's looking out toward, you know, Racking Strait and more south. So, I'm pulling up the 3D Google images, and there's enough separation for me to not feel that it's going to be impactful to the next door neighbor. So with that, yeah, I would want to make sure that we have a good condition of approval, or at least some direction to staff on the screening from the vegetation standpoint.
Yeah. If I can address that, the three conditions we would add would be that all windows shall be removed from the uphill rear portion of the addition and hallway, that no exterior lighting fixtures shall be installed between the addition and the western property line, and then landscaping shall be installed on the uphill side of the addition sufficient to screen views of the roof to the satisfaction of the planning division.
On the plantings, I don't know how if this would work, but maybe they're running parallel to the house right now. But if they're going to put in similar plants and try to keep them at the same height, perhaps running with the contour line, which would just bend it a little bit, and then they could all be consistent. I think that would be the easiest, instead of trying to get, well, we want this one this height and that one that height. So I think just run it with the contour line.
Yeah, it would make sense.
That would make sense.
Yeah, so, you know, I agree with you guys. My main concern after seeing how well the neighbors negotiated on the rear part of the lot, my main concern was how it affected the neighborhood because of what happened with the house down the street. And so in comparing the two, one is, this is a good-sized house, but it's still, 1,800 square feet under what is allowed. So it's not like they're trying to maximize what they can do, and they have a large lot. The other one is that even though this one does run with the contours, it's a single story. It's set deep in the hillside and pushed back. So like when you're now driving, and because the one part of the house sticks out, you don't even see the back part behind it at all, which is higher. And so this, I think, with the foreground landscaping and stuff that's going on, I don't think the impact of this will be anywhere like the other one, which was more looming and over, kind of looking over everyone. I think they're two totally different kind of projects.
Yeah, when I actually saw the story poles are so set down into the, yeah. You know, it's clear they're gonna have to do some clearing excavation, but yeah, it was enough for me to feel comfortable that it wasn't just plopped up on top.
Yeah.
Like we've seen some of the projects in that area.
Yeah, and I kind of agree with you guys. If the houses were closer, I'd say maybe some screening on that side also. But there's already quite a bit of vegetation between them, and there's such a long distance, and the views are oriented the other way.
Yeah. Yeah, because I mean, the principal view of the Golden Gate Bridge is in that direction.
Right.
So I mean,
yeah.
It's a long way around before this property 213 is going to see the extension, and then it's going to be where the other house is already. So I don't think it's going to be any more impactful than the house that it's already.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, there's enough lot there that there's opportunity for
somebody
whatever
wants to plant
needs.
More
yeah.
Vegetation, they can.
So with regard to 2050, are we ready for 2051 Vistazo East? Motion that we approve the project with the additional conditions of approval and that it's exempt from CEQA.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Do you want your plans? Oh.
Dan, did you have? Where's it? That one, wait a minute. What happened to my one with the windows?
No, I mean, we can recycle.
No, Dan's got it.
We will just recycle.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great.
Do you have this, all this stuff, Dan?
Okay, we're if you
Excuse
could.
We're still in a meeting.
Excuse me. Sorry. Excuse me.
We're still
have a meeting. So.
Thank you.
I looked over them. Oh, sorry.
something that was off, did you?
I had, well, I had two comments on the, on the, on some of the seconding. Linda seconded herself as vice chair. Did you do that?
I think I did.
I thought somebody else did it.
I did.
She did? Oh, okay. Fair enough.
I can do that.
And there was another one where Michael seconded the for Corte La Casas, which, and then he voted against it. So did he actually second that? Oh, no, hang on. That's actually another side. Well, I did that. That's okay. There must be another. Must be another one I was thinking of, but I can't remember it. I know on the signage one, I would like to note that I actually liked the lettering on the side of the sign. If you could include that comment somewhere. Lettering on the edge of this, on the sides of the.
Is that the time?
Yeah.
I was Tellini opposed.
Yeah, that was the one.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was for Tiburon Boulevard. Tellini seconded, and then it also has a note that he opposed. And it was either, I think it was Gordon that seconded.
And then on page 10, for the action for item 5, the vote was 4-1. I nayed.
You nayed?
Wait, for which one?
On action.
Audrey Cole.
So with regards to the meeting on July, the minutes of the meeting for July 21st, 2016, I approve them as corrected?
Yep. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
It's a record.